What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. I'm Jonathan Jones, and today is March Friday 28th. It's March the 28th, and it's Friday. All right, so that you know what that means. That means it's time for the Friday flex. Hey, hit him with the flex. Hit him with the flex. But before we kick this show off, got to bring out my co-host. Come on now, producer Britt. Come on.
What day is it? What day is it? Okay.
It's Friday.
Okay.
The Friday flay. We got to hit them with the flay. Hey, how we doing?
Crazy. Good. It's Friday.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't got no job. You ain't got, okay. But yeah, you know, it's Friday. It's a good day. And happy to be here. How you feeling, Jones?
I'm feeling good. I mean, you look like something over there look a little bit different on your side than on Thursday. Something look a little different. I don't know what
it is.
But you got something different happening over there.
If you see it, you see it, okay? My daddy hooked me up, okay?
Yeah,
okay?
If you know, then you know, okay? Yeah,
it's right here, though. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's right here. You can hear me clearly, though.
Yeah, that's that sure.
That's sure audio for sure.
Yeah, that's that.
I am happy to have a new microphone, y'all. This is so exciting. And shout out to my dad for, you know, blessing with me with this today. So just you know, grateful and thankful, you know, love my life.
There we go. There we go. Hey, speaking of your life, the ball's in your court.
I know the ball is in my court, but Jonathan, I had to do a lot of adulting today.
Okay.
It was, you know, those days you have to do a lot of adulting and you got to do car stuff. And really, I'm just really talking about car stuff. So I had to take my car. So I have a 2024 Honda Accord, y'all. So it had a recall on it. I was so skeptical, but yeah, that's so, that's not, that, you know,
that's,
get a whole
that's
car.
Ghetto. That's ghetto.
Recall, y'all can have this car back, okay? I don't want to fix the part. Give me a new car, okay? Give me a whole new car. Mm-mm. So I had to go do that. And then with that being said, so I had to get, I had to go oil change. I kind of lined it up at the same time. Makes sense. I got an oil change. And then I had the recall part situation. And then I had to get my tires rotated. Now, keep in mind, I came out $0 free. Okay, $0. Okay.
Oh, we like zero. We like free.
Because I got the warranties on my car. So, you know, I'm not really good at car stuff, you know. If you're a woman out there that's just not good at car stuff, you can feel me right now. I can't do all that stuff. I can't keep up with it. It don't matter if you put the little mileage in my window. It ain't gonna matter.
Oh, yeah.
It don't matter. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna keep rolling. So, I love the fact that
this is like a rolling stop. This is a rolling stop.
I gotta get to where I gotta go.
We ain't gonna stop completely. We're just gonna keep on rolling.
And so I was shopping with my dad today. My dad had to go to a Bass Pro Shop, and then afterwards we went to go get this lovely microphone. But before that, we went to Bucky's, and then the dealership, they called me. I'm thinking, oh, my car's ready, right?
Yeah.
No, Jonathan. No.
I'm fake.
They call me. Now, keep in mind, I got my car in April. Okay, I got my car for my birthday, April 18th. April 18th is coming up, y'all. My birthday coming up. I haven't even had the car a year, and they said I need a new battery. And I was like, no way, I need a new battery already. You know, I know I drive technically, you know, a while from work.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was just discombobulated with all the car stuff. I was happy to get my car back. I dropped my car off at 10 a.m. I didn't get back home till about 4:30.
No way. Wait. So did they ever get it resolved of what the issue was with the battery? Because if the battery draining like that, then it's something else. Did they get that resolved?
Well, my dad was like, well, are they putting cheap batteries in the car? And my dad does not do cheap, okay? So So, you know, that didn't sit well with him. And, you know, I always give him all my paperwork and everything for him to look over. But, you know, every time you go to the dealership, they always try to get a money grab. They're like, Miss Lucky, you need this. Miss Lucky, you need this. And it's like, I can't need these things if I just got the car. It hasn't even been a year yet. So, yeah. And then, Jonathan, last thing on this. He had the nerve to ask me, where did you buy the car at? I dropped the car off at the dealership. I bought the car.
Oh, no. Okay. Accountability got to look different in 2025.
Thank you.
For one, if you bought the car from the dealership, when they pull it up on the computer, y'all know where she got the car from.
Yeah, I know where I got the car from.
You know exactly where you got the car from. Stop playing. That's silly. Yeah. They silly for that. They silly for that. All 2025. Yeah. That's silly.
All 2025. So I'm going to need y'all dealerships. I'm going to need y'all to do better, okay? Make sure you understand your customers and give great customer service because, you know.
Give great customer service. Mm-hmm. Be consistent.
There you go.
And stop lying.
Stop lying. Do your research.
Stop trying to sell people extra stuff that they don't need. Like, I mean, yeah, great. If it goes together. Okay, maybe. Mm-hmm. But y'all got to know when to stop. Okay, you got to know when to stop.
I feel you on that. Yeah. So, you know, there's, what is it? It's Gen X, which are our parents. Mm-hmm. Switching gears here. We got Gen X. Then we got millennials. That's us.
Yeah.
And then we got Gen Z. And now we have the alpha, the Gen Alpha. You heard of that one? That's a new one.
I've heard that before.
I guess you're Baby Jones. He's Gen Alpha, right? That's what he is?
Yeah, he different. He different. Whatever it is, he different.
He's different. Okay. Well, I just wanted to bring us back. It's Friday. We're here to have fun, you know, be a little nostalgic. Don't you remember when Walmart used to look like this?
I do remember when Walmart used to look like that. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Remember when Walmart used to have lobster in there?
Wait,
Yes, I remember
fish. I guess I didn't get to the lobster. I remember that. Yeah, I remember the fish.
All you young people out there, chat, don't y'all remember getting goldfish, going to get fish at Walmart? How cool was that?
Oh my goodness. That's a throwback for real.
That is a throwback I know you remember this.
I definitely remember that, boy. I would go over there, pick my game out, and then have them take it to layaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And remember they had the gameplay in the store.
This is good. Take us back, then, Producer Britt. Take us back.
Yeah, it's taking us back to start us off because this is a good time. This is a good time.
Man.
You know, this was a good time.
That was a fun time.
I mean, neck hurt. But you're having a good time, though.
Man, Producer Britt, I'm talking about I would be there on the game all day until my mom finished doing whatever she had to do.
Yes.
My mom would say, are you gonna be here when I get done? I'm gonna be right here, Mom. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not passing the sticks. I'm right here. Yeah, yes. I'm right here. Yeah.
Understood. Yeah. So I definitely got some fish. I definitely remember the lobster, but you know, I remember Walmart when it used to look like that.
Did you ever buy a lobster from Walmart?
No, my parents don't eat seafood. So I didn't start eating seafood till later, like maybe like college, to be honest.
Oh dang.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. They eat catfish, and then that's it.
We love some catfish.
Yeah.
Have you ever boiled your own lobster before?
I've never boiled. I've made my own crab legs before, but I've never boiled my own lobster. Mm-mm. Have you? Have you done that?
Somebody gave me some lobster.
Okay.
I took them home. Me and my homeboy, we did like they, you know, they was live. So we had to do a little thing where you drop them in the pot. I didn't hear him squeal, but no, I also didn't feel the best about it.
You're supposed to kill it. You're supposed to cut it.
I thought you drop it in. Oh, you push something in there, and then it kills
your
them,
knife.
And then you drop it in.
Yeah, your knife. You kid it in there.
Okay, well, I guess I don't remember doing that. I think I just dropped it in there live. So,
okay.
Yeah, but did that about twice. It was all right.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
If I never did it again, I'll be fine. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. So you rather just buy the lobster. Buy the lobster cooked. You're good with that.
Buy it on the plate.
Buy it with the butter.
It's already done. Okay?
Okay.
That's all I need.
Understood. Okay, remember I reported that downtown Dallas, the Neiman's, was closing because they were supposed to close on Monday.
Yes, you did.
They are staying open. So Saks owns Neiman's now. So Saks owns Neiman's. I guess they came to an agreement and they're trying to, you know, make it a landmark. This has been there for a close to a century or more than a century, as it's being reported from the Dallas News. And yeah, so it's staying. So it's in business, y'all. So the Neiman's downtown, it is still here. And if you live in Dallas, yes, there are, the headquarters for Neiman's is there downtown, but it's also off 75 as well. If you're, off 75. Yeah, off 75.
They heard your plea. They heard your plea. They heard you advocating. I was like, hey, Neiman's, y'all are iconic.
You gotta stay open.
This is historic. You moved the people's heart. Okay?
You know what I'm saying? I can't afford much in the store, but keep it open. Keep it open for when I can. You know what I mean? Keep it open. Keep it open for when I can.
Keep hope alive.
So yeah. So kudos to that. Billionaire, my boy Bill Gates. Bill Gates predicts that AI will replace doctors, teachers, and other professions within 10 years. Humans are no longer necessary for most things. This is scary. Okay, this is very scary.
Ooh,
what you got, Dr. Jones? Talk about it.
Man, say, I want him to be wrong, but if you really think about it, like in terms of teachers, what are teachers teaching? Curriculum. They're going through a book and they're teaching the same thing year after year.
But you have the personal experience with the students and the teachers.
Sure, there is the personal experience. But then when you also take into account some of these teachers getting the hands put on them by students because they're trying, the teacher's trying to give them the personal interaction and that personal connection. It doesn't make sense for them to put their life on the line, especially when they're trying to go home to their family. Same with doctors. The majority of the procedures that they're doing are what? Going to be the same type of procedure. I hate for it to be true, but I think that there could be some truth there, Producer Bridge.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think there is some truth with it, and you brought up a good point as far as, the students attacking the teachers. And it just brings me to that one story when the student attacked the teacher and her eye came out, Jonathan. Her eyeball came out of her socket. And then when she got rushed to the hospital and the doctor said that her eye cannot be repaired. And, I actually need to look up that story to see how that's going because she was suing the district as well as a school. And it was a whole situation because I don't have an eye. So
that's crazy.
Maybe they need some AI in there to ram those students up together because, that's not right. That's not right.
I mean, it's wild. And then one step further, in terms of the teachers, for the district side, it's going to be cheaper for them to use AI because you won't have to worry about nobody going on strike.
Yeah.
You won't have to worry about no benefits, quotes, right? And that's an easier sell when you're looking at a district with, hundreds of schools or 50s of schools or whatever it might be. And they're like, we might like that solution. So we're going to see. We gonna see.
I want the teachers to stay in the classroom, okay? Maybe they can use a little AI just like the NBA integrates AI into their experience. But let's keep the teachers in the classroom.
Prayerfully, yeah, because if not, then that would be a scary place to be.
Erykah Badu, a Dallas native, she's coming out with an album, and she has not had an album out for 15 years, Jonathan. So, 15 years. So she was on The Breakfast Club some months ago, earlier this year, or maybe last year. But, she made it. She said that she is a performing artist. That's what she does. So she's on the road, most of the time of the year. But maybe 8 times out of the year, I believe that's what she said. But either way it goes, she didn't put out an album. So she's just been performing her old things or performing her EPs, things like that. But Erykah Badu is releasing an album, and I am an Erykah Badu fan. And when I tell you, I can't wait, I can't wait. I did a project on her when I was in college, and it, yes, oh my gosh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you had to analyze. You had to analyze her lyrics, and I had to analyze three songs, and you know what it means, and all that good stuff. And yeah, it went great. So I'm excited. I love Erykah Badu, fashion icon, musical icon, neo soul, the first of its kind, Dallas native. Love it. Mm. Women's History Month. Okay.
Erykah Badu is somebody who is like, she's the definition of like it's levels to it, but for her, I'll say like it's layers to it. Because you know, on one, they talk about how you know you can't look her directly in the eyes.
Yeah.
If you do, then you'll be like hypnotized and all this other type of stuff. So, I mean, I'm curious. Like, is it something about like just the way that she moves, or is it just like her aura?
I think it's her aura. I think it's her aura. I think she's just like, you know, she's just that girl. You know, she's just that girl. Mm-hmm. She's just that girl. Okay. And don't look her in the eyes, like Jonathan said, okay? Don't
bad
look her in the eyes. Exactly. So moving on to a little high school here. So Duncanville High School coach heading to Academy in Florida. So my man just won the 6A championship, UIL 6A championship, and now he's leaving. Now he's leaving. So Neiman Ford here is expected to be a leading candidate to take over the boys program. So, So how do you feel about these coaches moving up once they win, Jonathan?
Man, I mean, you have to, like, I mean, there's only so much you can do at a particular school, right? And plus, after you've done, you know, like however many years or won however many championships, of course, everybody has their own standard at their particular school. Mm-hmm. You do have to move up and move on. I don't know why he's choosing to, you know, to move to that particular school.
Maybe yeah, Florida's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, Florida is crazy. But maybe he's going to be head coach and like athletic director type deal. So, you know, it's one of those things to where, you know, you want more control and then you also want to be able to further expand your impact. So, I mean, I'm happy for him and I hope he does his thing down there too.
Mm-hmm. Same. So I just wanted to, I'm going to go to this really quick. Actually, little TD Jakes. So I want
to
hear this.
Lesson to employees that they don't know how to scale up. You know what? It is baked into our culture to hustle. Well, hustle means you've got your hands on everything. If you got your hands on everything, you can't have many things because you only got two hands. So whether you're a street hustler, barbering, doing people's tax returns, you're actually doing the work. You're frying the chicken. You're washing the hair. You're doing but not being. It's a hustle. If you can't walk away from it for 2 months and still have income, it's not a business. It's a hustle. That's why we never scale up into profitability, because we're living hand to mouth, mixing the money from the business into our operating account, don't have an EIN number, never set up an LLC or LLP, don't have an S corporation, C corporation. What we did was create a job and we hustle. And the problem with that is when it's just you doing the work, you have to run faster. And we're running ourselves to death, 96%.
So you're an entrepreneur, TD. Well, first, TD Jakes just he just got back in the pulpit at the Potter's House recently. Sat down with Charlamagne the God here, talking about hustle culture and not having a business. You're an entrepreneur. Mm. You've been an entrepreneur for over 10 years. Speak to it a little bit.
Yeah, that's one thing I think. I think we have to begin to learn, at least as time goes on, right? Mm-hmm. Because even, I'll take the example that he used with the barber, right? Mm-hmm. You can start out being a barber, but then after you've been in the shop for 2 years, you start to see, okay, where else is money being made and how else can I get some of my time back versus like everything else that's happening? We got people paying booth rent and you got other people who are selling products from their booth and all these different things. And you know, whatever your industry is, you do have to find a way and find time to where you can eventually take hands off the business a little bit and put other people in place. But at the same time, that's going to really set you apart. So, I mean, what TD Jakes is saying is true. And we also have to really be able to know and understand what business model we're in, but then ultimately, where do we want this thing to grow and shift to? So yeah, that's what I would say there. What would be your thought, Producer Britt? I know with you being more so new into the space, of like the world of entrepreneurship and business. What's your thoughts there?
I would say my thoughts are, I'm not okay. I'm used to working 9 to 5. That's my life. 9 to 5. So when it comes to, you know, hustle culture and having a lot of side jobs and being an entrepreneur, I guess my thing is the security part of it and saying exactly what he's saying as far as, you know, can you walk away from it for 2 months and still, you know, be profitable in that space? So that's what I'm learning right now, just to be transparent. So, I mean, that's really my take on it. It's just, you know, I'm really learning. So when I'm here, when I'm seeing these things and when I'm hearing these, you know, hearing these people talk, I'm learning because I'm used to a 9 to 5. Whereas, you know, someone like you or someone like, I wouldn't necessarily say TD Jakes, but the entrepreneurs out there, you know, you guys are used to a certain schedule and you know when you can do things and when you can't do things and, you know, how much you want to pour into and how much you don't want to pour into. True. Whereas I'm just used to, you got to get this done between these hours and then you get to go home. Yeah. So, yeah.
And then I also just chime in this piece because I didn't know some of this about TD Jakes, but I believe he, I know he got, you know, a film production company. He got the suits. He got the books. I don't know if he has like a music like company type deal. But
I don't know about music.
Yeah. I wasn't sure on music. But the reason why I wanted to just bring that up is because hearing him say this, he understands what it looks like. Because ultimately, the goal should be to, and I'm thinking of somebody that we know personally, Brittany.
Hey, Giovanni.
But ultimately the goal should be that as you elevate and based on what you've learned, you teach other people that and then mm-hmm. let them do that work while you're freed up to then be able to do other higher revenue generating activities, right? So, you know, that should be the goal. And, you know, that's just the way that one should build.
We got an echo.
Okay.
All right. Well,
we're gonna work on it, Giovanni.
We'll work through that. Yeah. Anything else in my art? Oh, yeah. I wanted to show you this. This was kind of scary. So they're dining. Okay. So they're dining in the air. I just want to say that they're dining in the air. It's supposed to be this cool experience that you get to dine in the air and have a bar up there. And I mean, I don't even know why they have drinks up there, but they're dining in the air. Okay. So just watch this video, y'all. Just watch this video.
Okay.
Sad situation, Jonathan. Sad situation. Oh. I just wanted to bring awareness to this because, you know, I'm an adventurous person when I go out and about and I like to do things and this and that and that and this. But, and I've seen this before some years back when it first started, but man, that is scary. Okay. That is scary.
That is not a good time. Like if you go out, you find a good experience, the hope is that you return home safely. So we don't want no issues like that to where you might not make it back home. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yes. Jonathan, okay, that's you brought crazy. This up. We got to watch this. Are you doing any of this? I mean, we could talk through this. I took the audio out. Are you doing any of this?
First of all, at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
3:53? Crazy.
I'm not in the position to be able to be doing push-ups like that. I'm lucky
this
if a light is on.
This is so fake. Get out of here.
Man, get out of here. Get them pecs out of here, boy.
Get out of here. This is so boy fake. 602.
Where is your, who is your videographer?
Why are you putting on Van Cleef just 30? To go run?
No way.
Christian Dior just to go run. Come on.
No way.
You're in the gym by yourself. Well, I guess if you live in a place like that, yeah, you will have a gym by yourself. Now you're going to the pool. Jump in the pool. 7. The videographer has to be like insane.
This is crazy. Cause he started at 3 and now he's
3.
At 8?
It's 8. banana peel on the face.
Nah. What? I didn't even watch this whole video.
Oh, you didn't watch the whole video?
No, I didn't watch this whole video. This is wild. Boy got a videographer and got a maid. And got another bottle of water.
So that water company, their I don't know if their stock, but their search went up. It skyrocketed because of this video.
This is crazy.
So that's crazy.
That boy put on a whole suit to dip his face.
That can't be a real routine. It really can't. Your boy right here.
This is big news. This is big news. Go ahead, swipe over. Swipe over, producer Britt. Swipe over. He getting 10 mil a year, and now he's the highest paid coach in the Big 12. That's what it say right there, don't it? Highest paid coach in the Big 12.
Oh, let me look down. Let me not look at this.
Yeah.
Thing. That's what it say.
Highest paid coach in the highest paid coach. And then now I believe he's top 10 in all of NCAA, which, I mean, if we're going to be honest about it, and I was listening to Cam Newton and I was listening to Cam and our boy Omari. Talking about, you know, talking about this allure that Deion brings to the game. Mm-hmm. So for the allure, for the way he's mentoring, raising these boys into men, for the way he's flipping his program up, and let's not even talk about the money he bringing to the city. Hey, is he worth it? Is he worth it?
Yeah, he worth it. I mean, he always worth it. I mean, he always worth it.
Rick, he is showing boys NIL in real time because he also, I believe now is part owner of the supplement company. I believe it's Red One. So there's that. And then he telling them he want to do more. He like, hey, I want to do more. Boy is on the show with Roxy. Him and Roxy have a show together. That's on Tubi. I'm like, what in the world? Then he got the Amazon Coach Prime show. Just dropped the first book. He gonna have another book coming out within what, a year, 2 years, maybe, if not.
Now, I didn't know he had a book.
Yeah, he dropped the book. Yeah, Coach Prime dropped, because I bought it on Audible. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, I got the book. You know, I got the book.
This okay, right I here saw is this. Crazy, though. I saw this, this right here. You sent me this. The University of Michigan will end its DEI initiatives campus-wide, the president said in an email. Not an email. But I like that Michelle_B. Young said, you know, all the black athletes should refuse to play for any school. And, you know, we'll see how that goes. And I think they should. You know, I really think they should.
I think it's
I would love to see that because it's like, you know, black athletes – mm-hmm. Men and women are the backbone to any college. True. It don't matter if it. I don't care if you're going D3. I don't care if you NAIA. I don't care what level of college that you're at. Even high school. Yes.
Yeah.
They do depend on us. They.
And there will be a day. I don't know when. There will be a day. When more student athletes begin to migrate to these HBCUs, Like, Howard got people coming out for one. You know, Howard is, you know, getting some people over there. But I just want to see when it's really gonna happen. Oh no.
I gotta show it. I'm sorry. It's Friday. I gotta show it. I've been waiting.
Okay.
Oh, 1 second.
That is involved. There's 1,000 of you. I said close them doors. Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. It's 1,000 that's watching online. This is a small seed. If I get 1,000 online to give this, if I get 1,000 in the sanctuary to give this, that's $40,000 tonight. Now, everyone up here, we've all sowed and seeded, but I need everyone standing up here with us, with me, to plant a seed of $100. Because again, it costs to sit up here. And this is what I need you to do. If you're giving electronically, or even if you're giving tangibly, I'm gonna have y'all come to the altar and give it, because I need to see 1,000 people moving. Bring them baskets. I want the baskets up here. I want to see the folk. Y'all start moving. Y'all can bring it right now. Come. 1,000 people need to give $20. 1,000 people need to give $20. 1,000 people online need to give $20. This is easy, saints. And they understand.
Speak flag on it, Jonathan. What is it?
On the play. Flag on the play. Flag
the comments
on the play.
Were tearing Marvin Sapp up. Okay.
Had to be cooking. Well, okay. So for context, this clip was from a service in June, but it resurfaced just because, you know, how
the internet will do you dirty.
But it probably resurfaced because, you know, he got the album out, and so people just probably been searching stuff, and it resurfaced. But either way, this ain't it. This is not it. Producer Britt.
Okay, I've been waiting to hear your opinion, you know, your talk on this, because I've been in church since I was little, and I've heard pastors say things like this before.
Yeah.
Like, not close the doors, but, you know, everybody in here need to sow a seed right now. You know, you don't want to leave right now till you sow a seed right now. And I understand at the end of the video when he said, you know, it's 1,000 people in here, $20, that's not a lot. Yes, $20 is not a lot, but you better open them doors, because I'm leaving. You can't do that.
I mean, for some, $20 could be a lot, though. Right?
That is true.
Somebody might be in there, and somebody might not have it. But, you know, the Bible talks about give what God puts on your heart to give, right? And it even says, don't give grudgingly, or, you know, don't give to where you feel forced. So this is contradictory to text.
Oh, really?
That's contradictory. If you're saying give a seed, you're trying to force somebody to do something that they may not even be in a position to do. And you even got to think about people who might not be as mature in their faith, and they're like, oh wow, this is my first Sunday. I've never been in this church before. Is this what I'm supposed
to do?
Is this
the norm? Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's one thing to ask for a seed, right? Like, hey, want to give you an opportunity for y'all to give, right? And just like the event I spoke about last week, and even other events I've been to, they give the opportunity for you to give, right? And if the Holy Spirit moves on you, you're like, hey, you know what? I do feel like giving. I should give it. Then
exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
But if somebody is up there forcing you, saying, nah, we're going to close the doors, we're going to lock the doors, it's San Quentin up in here, and
you can't
not
do
leaving
that
until we get this or that, that's not cool. And that's not a good reflection of the church. That's a good reflection of a man making a demand, but that's not a good reflection of the church. And that's not the way we should be doing church.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. Cool. Okay, so I definitely just had to show that, you know, churchgoers, you know, we're Christians. So Marvin Sapp, we listen to his music. So I just had to put that one out there for sure. And I was waiting to hear your insight on that. I really wanted to know what you were going to say. Yeah. All right.
Good wrenching.
So, guys, we're not having any commercials tonight. We're going straight through tonight. So, Jonathan, what shows are you watching? I know you said you were recently watching a new show. What you got?
Yeah, so it's the 1, 2, 3. It's the third show over. It's the Residence. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a whodunit, right? Produced by Shonda Rhimes, right? Shondaland Media, yeah. So it wasn't just like a movie, but it was a series. I think there's about 8 episodes. Really good. Really, okay. Really good. And I can appreciate
mystery, psychological, yeah. Thriller. Give me some descriptors.
Yeah. So it's a mystery. So mystery, whodunit, not really psychological thriller, not really horror,
but suspense? You know, gotta give me suspense. Come on now. Shonda Land brings a suspense. Are you on the edge of your seat? Are you wondering?
You are on the edge of your seat, and okay. You're at one point like, I thought this person did it, but now I think all of them did it. I don't know who did it.
All of them.
It's for real, because the storytelling is there. You know, Shonda Rhimes, she's going to do her thing. So the storytelling is there. Mm-hmm. Character development is there.
Nice.
Enjoyed the show. Finished it up since we've been out here in Houston. Mm-hmm. But finished it up, and it was good. It was good. And I was like, oh, that's how you do that? Oh, Gabby actually knew who did it, but I didn't. I was like, nah, it wasn't them. It was them. But I was wrong.
You're wrong. Moving on to my show right here. Y'all, this is directed and directed by Ben. I'm sorry, by Ben Affleck. Ben Stiller.
You did say that.
Wonderful show. Season 2 ended, just blew my mind. I can't wait for season 3. Now this is a psychological thriller. This will make you think. This will make you repeat episodes. This is futuristic, and it is it's just so good. It's just so good. And I'm just so happy that Ben Stiller made this show, and I love this show. I recently just finished the last episode. You know, sometimes I have to take 2 days to watch an episode because they are maybe an hour and some change.
Good
but
for you.
They're so detailed. They're so detailed to the point where if you blink, Jonathan, you will miss something.
And
there is so much symbolism in here. I'm telling you, this takes you back to your English class when you had to go down the list and do your literary terms and find what you... Yeah. There is so much going on in this show. And I mean, I love it. So I'm happy. I'm glad it's getting a season 3. But I wanted to ask you, have you started your show, Ted Lasso? Y'all are on season 4, right?
I thought the new season didn't come out. I thought you said there was no date on the new season.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I'm about to say no. We wouldn't miss Ted. Me and my wife was driving around yesterday, and she said, "I wish I could experience Ted Lasso for the first time again." Yeah, that's how good it was.
That's a good one, Gabby. That's a good one because that is true. That is true.
That's how good it was. That's how good it is. Like, you know, you connect. Oh, this your jam right here, Lioness. This your jam.
Man, this needs to be everybody's jam. Everybody needs to watch this one for real.
Really?
Okay. What? Nicole Kidman.
Speak on it.
First of all, Nicole Kidman never misses. Second of all, Morgan Freeman is in it for the second season. Zoe Saldana is season 1 and season 2.
Oh.
This is, now, if you ever wanted to, you'll never find out how the CIA and how the government works in between and all that stuff. You'll never know how it works. This show will show you how it works.
Hold on, wait. Producer Britt, pause right there. This is my thing with these shows. This is my thing. This is my thing. If they're giving us all of this, what else is there still left to be a mystery?
AI.
If they're showing us about the
iRobot. That's what we're not seeing. We already made that movie a long time ago.
Say, iRobot is here. You seen Kai? Did you see him with his robot, Kai Cenat?
Yes.
That boy got the robot, had it cleaning up. He was pushing it around. I said, oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm not with that. I heard that this is good. My cousin Marche, shout out to Marche. She said that this was good. American Primal. Primal. But yeah, she said that this was good.
Okay.
She said that this was good. I believe this is on Netflix as well. This right here, Lioness, is on Paramount. I do that through my Amazon. I literally do everything through my Amazon. Are you Godfather of Harlem? Have you tapped in at all?
Is this a show or is this a movie?
Nah, this is a show, man.
Man, they make all these shows is hard to keep up with.
To be honest, Jonathan, yeah, this has 3 seasons. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot to keep up. Cause look, you got average of 8 episodes a season. And now, look, even just the shows we talked about tonight. We talked about 5 shows tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine all of them got 3 seasons. That is a part-time job. Might be a full-time job watching all these shows.
Well, I got 3 full-time jobs because I watch all these shows. So with White Lotus. White Lotus, this season is wild, okay? I know you don't watch it. We're on season 3. White Lotus. This season is about identity. And so each season is about something new, but this season is about identity and just learning of yourself and perspective, okay? And it's just so deep. It's so deep on a deeper level. And so I love the writing. I love the directing. I love everything about The White Lotus. It is a great psychological thriller. It gives you suspense. It gives you entertainment. It gives you drama. It gives you everything. If you have not started White Lotus, start from the beginning. You will not be disappointed. You can catch this on Max. This is on Max.
Okay, man.
Yes.
Dang. 5 subscriptions, 3 jobs. Lord have mercy. Dylon. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. The Pit is really good. This is if you're a Grey's Anatomy person, if you like the whole healthcare suspense ER type vibe, The Pit is for you. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch Grey's Anatomy either. But my cousin Marche said that this one was good. This one was good.
Oh, sure. she liked that educated entertainment. Yeah, that's
well, you know, she works in healthcare. She just got a promotion. She's actually an office manager. So proud of my little cousin. You know what I'm saying? Doing big things.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So you're in Houston.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Man, we've been eating a lot. We ate this spot today. What was the spot called? It was like Rolling Fatties is what the name of the spot was. Yeah, it's
you eat a lot, you eat at Fatties.
It's Pakistani, but it was like a taco, but the way the chicken was breaded, it didn't even really taste like chicken. And of course it had a good sauce on it. You know, I like good sauce. So we had that, had some of the fries with it, with, you know, the sauce on top. So yeah, it's been good. Today we did some shopping.
Okay.
You know, got to go in the store. You know, I upgraded my Hokas. You know,
My Hokas.
Yeah. I put it on. I said, yeah, I'm taking these.
No, I know like, that's comfortable as you say.
Hands down. I'm not even finna play with you about this. Okay. When I put one foot
I know
in
someone
the
and they took them back.
Hey. They foot might not just be footing, okay? That's it. Because the hoke is going to hoke, okay? The hoke is going to hoke. I put my foot in, I said, yeah, this is how a shoe is supposed to feel, period.
And hoke is what, 200?
They got some, I think, that are like at that range, but these...
If you say 150, that's 200.
No, it's not. Don't come with that girl math.
But no, that's not girl math. That's just black people math. Okay, you say 150, that's 200 right there.
that will mess up your budget rounding like that. Okay, but for one, these 150, but you know, okay, they're marked down. We're in Nordstrom, so you know, I got the Hokas. Gabby got some Nikes, and I was looking at some New Balance. We didn't end up getting them, and she was like, "I'm looking at 2 shoes that are roughly the same color." Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, fine. Well, we'll go somewhere and I'll get something else. But
I'm not, you know, when it comes to sneakers, you know, I'm Nike all the way. I'm biased. But I've never owned a pair of New Balance. I've never. New Balance or Adidas. My foot has never been in those shoes before. I don't know how they feel. Nope, I don't know how to feel. And I never, Hoka.
Oh yeah.
I ain't never did Hoka.
Hoka. I don't see you. I don't see you wearing a Hoka because you probably be like it's too big or bulky.
I mean, the platform makes me look taller. You know, I'm only 5'3", so you know.
I don't see you wearing Hokas, but the Hokas I got, A1, and the New Balances I tried on, those are really comfortable as well.
A2. Okay.
Both of them are technical running shoes, so it should be comfortable.
You work in media, you need a technical shoe. I get it.
Technical shoe, media tech, tech deck. Okay, Lakers in 5.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh.
Well, guys, Jonathan is in Houston. I'm in Dallas. Our events are separate. We're not gonna do any events tonight. I would say it's springtime. Go out there, stay at home, and do some spring cleaning. Okay, because that's what I'm doing.
Oh wow.
So I'm a little, I'm a little makeup list today. I got a t-shirt on right now. I was cleaning and then I hopped on the show because when the show go off, I'm going back to cleaning. Spring cleaning right now. Well, I need my Saturday to myself, honestly.
Commitment. Okay, that's
commitment
what
commitment is
like.
Real.
But
yeah.
Hey, but speaking of commitment, we committed and we're gonna be going live next week starting at 6 a.m. Okay.
6 a.m. y'all. Monday, 6 a.m. Monday, 6 a.m. Monday, 6 a.m. Monday, what? 6 a.m. Tuesday, 6 a.m. Wednesday, 6 a.m. Thursday, 6 a.m. Friday, what, Jonathan?
6 a.m.
Okay, y'all. You will not see us at 8 o'clock anymore. You need to make sure you set an alarm on your phone so you can catch us at what time, Jonathan?
6 a.m.
Because we're going live at what time, Jonathan?
6 a.m., okay?
6 a.m., okay? 6 a.m., okay? 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some promo videos, and we're going to, Jonathan's going to make some posts, and we're going to get it out there. But catch us live, 6 a.m. I'm excited.
6 a.m. 6 a.m. and we're still gonna have phenomenal guests. We're still gonna bring you amazing content and information. And the bright side is you get it at the top of the day, so you can take that information, you can share that with a coworker, you can share that with a colleague, or you can implement the information yourself and then get to see the benefit all day long. All right.
I agree.
6 a.m.
I agree. 6 a.m.
6 a.m. That's it.
All right, Jonathan, close us out.
Yeah, man, we're about to go ahead and get out of here. So just talking about, commitment, right? Mm-hmm. Producer Britt talking about commitment. We talking about commitment. Be committed to whatever cause it is that you want to walk out. That's it. So we're committed to the show. We're committed to providing you all with value. We're committed to sharing those stories. That's going to change your life. So family, this is Speak Your Success. If you have not subscribed, hit that subscribe button just down below. Bing! And remember, y'all, remember.
Oh, before you speak your success.
Okay.
I would like to say, hey, y'all, we have been doing this show for a month and some change. But along with commitment, continue to be consistent. We have been being consistent doing this at 8 o'clock at night. Every single day, we both have lives. Jonathan has a family. I have a life. I have a cat. So, I mean,
you got family too.
And so, I just want to say, us being consistent is really moving this train forward. So, proud of us. A little pat on the back for ourselves, Jonathan, because we're doing the thing, and now we're moving to 6 a.m., and we're moving to prime time morning show schedule. So kudos to us. Close us out.
Yeah, all right. Family, here we go. Like we do it every single show. Remember. Speak your success. Believe in your greatness and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other